AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Dutch authorities are investigating a possible sabotage against the rail network after a power outage left the country's main airport with limited train services. The outage came as world leaders gather in the Netherlands for the historic NATO summit that opened today. The allies are expected to endorse a goal of spending 5% of their gross domestic product on defense. Spain has rejected the target goal, calling it unreasonable. President Trump says the U.S. should not have to. Answering questions at the NATO forum, NATO chief Mark Rutte says the U.S. is a locked-in and dependable member of the alliance.
There is total commitment by the U.S. president and the U.S. senior leadership to NATO. However, it comes with an expectation. An expectation is that we will finally deal with this huge pebble in the shoe, this huge irritant, which is that we are not spending enough as Europeans and Canadians. And they want us to equalize with what the US is spending.
Israel is accusing Iran of violating a ceasefire hours after both countries agreed to the truce proposed by Trump. Iran's military denies launching missiles at Israel, according to Iranian state television. In response, Israeli officials have ordered a strike on Iran, though there are no immediate reports of an attack there. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the last body has been found after the capsizing of a boat on Lake Tahoe.
Divers searching Lake Tahoe have found the body of the last person missing from a boat that capsized last weekend during a sudden and powerful thunderstorm. That brings the death toll to 8. 2 other people on the boat were rescued immediately and taken to hospital. The Coast Guard says swells of more than 8 feet were recorded around the time the 27-foot vessel flipped over Saturday afternoon. It happened near California's D.L. Bliss State Park on the lake's southwest edge. One woman who had rented a pontoon boat for a friend's bachelorette party says it felt like we were in a tsunami. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports New York's governor wants to build a nuclear power plant.
Governor Kathy Hochul says nuclear power is the future, which is why she wants a new plant in upstate New York 4 years after Indian Point's closure over environmental concerns.
And this is not your grandparents' nuclear reactor. You're not going to see this in a movie.
Referring to disaster movies and previous plant shutdowns, Hochul says this would be safe, reliable, and clean.
And there's only one commercially viable option that can deliver that much clean, renewable, reliable power. And that's what's been operating in New York for decades. Nuclear energy.
The governor directing the state's power authority to develop a nuclear facility and inviting companies to invest. The state currently has 3 active nuclear plants. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.